is the all-new 765 BusinessJournal.com radio show on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Sponsored in part by Magna, Town of Yorktown, YMCA, Minnetrista, IU Health, Muncie Public Library, MITS, and Ivy Tech Community College. Every Monday from 9 till 9:30 a.m., we'll talk to and about people and organizations trying to lift up Muncie. Economic development, job growth, and building our community up. Read all about it on 765businessjournal.com anytime, free, and on your radio now.
On Monday, January 23rd, 2023, I'm your host, Steve Lindell, this morning of 765businessjournal.com radio. And I invited guests in this morning to talk about another element that is really, really important and critical to economic development when businesses, firms, companies, and even the community needs to live, reside, or decide to come there. They need to have access to things and infrastructure such as, and as important as it is now more than ever, high-speed broadband for their phone, for their connectivity, for their health care, for so many things as we've been coming into a more virtual world when necessary. I invited in this morning Steve Rogers, who is the Director of State Government Relations External Affairs with AT&T Indiana. Steve, it's nice to talk to you live on the radio. Thanks for doing this today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I would only assume you are on an AT&T remote device talking to me right now.
I am, of course.
Of course you are. In early December, we got the good news around here at 765businessjournal.com on WMUN Radio of AT&T's plans to, well, be even better, faster, bigger, and more broad. For those that missed that announcement, tell us what this is and what it means, if you would, Steve, to the community of Muncie and Delaware County.
Sure. We're just really grateful to have the opportunity to partner with Delaware County to bring state-of-the-art internet access to portions of Southwest Delaware County. Of course, we have internet access elsewhere in Delaware County, but this is a project that the county took on to try to serve rural areas, which, as you know, are particularly difficult when it comes to deploying infrastructure because the population is so dispersed and because you have to run, you know, longer lengths of cable, more manpower, higher costs, et cetera. So the federal government is finally stepping up and putting forward some funding to help rural Americans get broadband, and Delaware County very wisely, in my view, took some of that funding that they've received and dedicated it to helping deploy broadband. So 5 gig speeds, both upload and download, are coming to about 1,250 customer locations in the southwest portion of the county. The project is about a $2.3 million project, both combination of public funding and private capital. And it's just a part of our overall effort to spend about $1 billion over a 3-year period in America to improve our wired and wireless networks. And this is just, you know, part of that continuing effort to provide more reliable, better coverage, better performance in our network that serves Hoosiers.
This is Steve Rogers, Director of State Government Relations External Affairs, AT&T Indiana. He is obviously on our phone system here, but in studio, I'd like to introduce a member of one of our sponsors of the program, 765businessjournal.com, and that is Minnetrista Communications Manager Katie Maggard, is sitting right here with me in the studio. So live radio in person. How is it so far, Katie?
It's been great. Happy to be here.
Steve, if you don't mind, if I talk to Katie for just a quick second here about your part in this effort, this radio show and the website, why is that important and this subject matter important to Minnetrista?
Yeah, so, I mean, first and foremost, you know, we've always been great supporters of, you know, the great work that you guys do here at Wolfboom Radio. And it's just always been easy to go along with what you guys are doing. You're talking about great things in the community, and you know, we find ourselves, you know, in a really important position of, you know, being one of those great things in the community. And so we love to support the work you guys are doing. And I think for us, it goes back to, you know, the heart of, you know, who we are, the gathering place in the community, and, you know, very much to the history of who we are with the Ball Brothers. You know, they moved here to Muncie and really put down roots and really created a lot of great things in the community that we are still, you know, feeling effects of today. And so I think it just makes sense that we would, you know, do those things today. So,
all right, Katie, thanks for that. Steve Rogers, back to you from AT&T. Delaware County Commissioner Shannon Henry told our MuncieJournal.com when this was announced, I think it was early December when we first were able to talk about this, Commissioner Henry said, quote, "Our community needs a fiber network like this, one that's equipped to handle the connectivity demands of today and tomorrow. We know that deploying fiber networks is no simple task. Fortunately, AT&T is joining us for this long-term plan to build, maintain, and expand fiber here." So the name of it officially, Steve, is AT&T Fiber. Is this one of those latest innovations, the newfangled wow things that is going to be just tremendous when it gets up and running?
Yeah, this is really state-of-the-art broadband. There really is no technology that's more capable today. You know, you kind of alluded to some of these things in the outset of the program, but, you know, the internet has never been more important mm-hmm. for people to participate in really any aspect of society, you know, from healthcare and people getting services online from physicians, particularly in rural areas where there may not be specialists in certain areas. Education, you know, more and more of our schooling is done over the internet. And I think the pandemic made that even more clear that, you know, you can't always count on being able to be physically present in schools. And so with households having needs to learn from home, people are increasingly working from home in today's environment. And as you mentioned, you know, it's critical in terms of being able to attract employers to your area to be able to offer broadband access that's really state of the art, so that people can do all of those things that are necessary to participate in daily life.
Steve with AT&T Indiana and Katie, Communications Director with one of our sponsors, Minitrista, in studio. We also had some comments and some information coming from Brad Bookout, the Director of Economic and Municipal Affairs at Augusta Consulting. Brad's job, in large part, is to try and build up economic development in East Central Indiana, Delaware County specifically. But he connected me with Bill Walters, director of the East Central Indiana Regional Planning District, with some important points from Delaware County. The work is a first initiated by the county to expand broadband into rural areas. You mentioned earlier, Steve, the government part of this, that there are ARP funds that are being put into the American Rescue Plan money that was sent to Delaware County. But you mentioned that the federal government is stepping forward and now is making some moves to make broadband even wider reaching through especially in county areas. This is called a test case project, I think. Am I saying those words right?
I think so. Okay. I think a pilot project or a test case is a fair description.
Okay, very good. And what's the status of it as we're talking now on January 23rd? I know there's a lot of forms to sign and approvals to give and those sorts of things, but what's the status of it to your knowledge right now, Steve?
Yeah, I think right now we're doing a lot of the work internally that we need to do in order to get ready to start construction. Obviously, you have to make sure you have materials on hand. You have to start looking at plans and drawing up designs for the network. And so those are the kinds of activities that are going on right now. And we anticipate that we'll be done with construction sometime early next year, and people will be able to sign up for service at that point.
That'd be fantastic. Commissioner Sherry Riggin said in our initial reporting on this in early December, quote, "For us to experience the benefits of connectivity and succeed in the digital economy, We have to be connected to the internet. This public-private collaboration with AT&T is both effective and efficient, and we're excited about the possibilities it brings with it. Steve, any last words from you at AT&T before we let you go today?
No, just want to thank publicly Commissioners Henry and Reagan and King. All of them were great to work with. And, you know, this is not these funds didn't have to go to broadband. There are other infrastructure needs that communities had. But I really want to salute them for recognizing the importance of broadband and making sure there's a place for that in their overall plan to help improve infrastructure in Delaware County. Thanks
right.
very much.
Steve, thank you for being a guest this morning on 765businessjournal.com radio. Thanks also for not going over my head, because you could have gone tech talk on me and I would have gotten lost very quickly. So thank you for that.
All right. Well, thanks again for having me. It was a pleasure to be on with you.
Excellent. Steve Rogers, Director of State Government Relations, External Affairs, AT&T Indiana. After the break, we're going to talk more with Katie about Minatrista, one of our sponsors of this weekly program, and the digital version of it, which is always available on the World Wide Web, 765businessjournal.com from WMUN.
Democrats predicted an end to high inflation, but nothing has changed. In fact, food and housing prices are still going higher. Hi. This is Stephen K. Bannon, and I urge you to protect your savings from inflation by diversifying into a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, simply text the word SHELTER to 989898, and you'll get a free info kit on gold IRAs that will explain everything. Again, that's SHELTER to 989898. There's no obligation or purchase required.
Every pro is an MVP to us. As a Lowe's MVP's rewards member, you can earn bonus points when you shop select products and brands. Then redeem them for exciting rewards like tools, sports memorabilia, e-gift cards, and more. Join today to become a member and start earning. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any, subject to program terms. While supplies last, points expire at end of calendar year. Visit Lowe's.com/MVP's bonus points for details.
Whether you're a weekend warrior or walking is more your speed, pain shouldn't slow you down. At IU Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, you can get the care you need to stay active. They expertly treat problems with bones, joints, muscles, sports injuries, and more. And they're right here in Muncie. It's the highest level of skill and convenience. That will keep you going. Visit iuhealth.org/MuncieOrtho to learn more.
Can you name one place where you can have access to nearly everything on the internet and in print, and even have a personal assistant to help you find what you're looking for? It's right here in your own backyard at Muncie Public Library. That's right, the library. Muncie Public Library wants you to know that there are four branches to serve you as you explore, discover, imagine, and create. Stop by any branch to see what's new, or visit us on our website, MuncyPublicLibrary.org.
We all know Mitts and their routes, but did you know they added a new drop-off and pickup location? Drum roll, please. The Muncie BMV. That's right, Mitts is now shuttling riders for free every Thursday between 9:30 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. We are happy to keep connecting Muncie to the places they need the most. Plan your trip at mittsbus.org. Mitts, keeping Muncie moving.
Small town, big goals, great families. The town of Yorktown is more walkable than ever, with trails connecting most of the neighborhoods throughout the area to play, relax, shop, and dine. They pride themselves in being a family town, with many spaces for families to gather, be active, and enjoy the community with their neighbors. It's more than a town, it's an experience, and they hope families will make this their forever home. This is Yorktown, this is your town.
Ivy Tech is the right choice for your new start. Whether you want to move into a high-demand, high-wage field, you workforce ready with a certification, or pursue your associate's degree, Ivy Tech can help. Classes are flexible, cost is affordable, and applying is always free. Email askmuncie@ivytech.edu for more information, or apply today at ivytech.edu/apply now. You belong here. Ivy Tech is the right choice for your new start. Whether you want to move into a high-demand, high-wage field, you workforce ready with a certification, or pursue your associate's degree, Ivy Tech can help. Classes are flexible, cost is affordable, and applying is always free. Email askmuncie at ivytech.edu for more information, or apply today at ivytech.edu/apply now. You belong here.
Ford for All is not just a phrase, we stand by it. Stephen Brand here with Magna. We want to extend our congratulations to all the participants in Muncie's Quest for the Best. This was a phenomenal opportunity for new and existing businesses to be exposed to the citizens of this great community. Magna was proud to sponsor this amazing contest that highlights the hard work that is happening right here in Muncie every day. Thank you and congratulations once again. Magna, Ford for All.
Using our voice to build our business community, this is the all-new 765 BusinessJournal.com radio show on WMUN, the talk of Muncie.
1,250 customer locations will be involved with the fiber-powered broadband we've been talking about. AT&T, thanks again to Steve Rogers for guesting earlier in the half hour. Sponsor spotlight time. Minnetrista is one of the many that support this effort. 765businessjournal.com. It began as a website with our intention to build it into a radio show, too. It's a weekly effort that happens from 9 to 9:30. Podcasts available and all that as well. Katie Maggard is here, Communication Director, Minnetrista. We want to give you, as one of our sponsors, the opportunity to talk about your venue, which, by the way, when you talk about quality of place, you know, quality of life issues and that kind of thing, which is really important to economic development as well.
Yeah.
Minnetrista is a jewel in our community.
Yep.
And I know in the several years that you've been working with and for them, you've learned a lot about that place and about how special it truly is.
I have, yeah. And, you know, I was fortunate to grow up in the community and to be a part of, you know, Minnetrista on that side as well. But being on the inside is truly a gift. And it's really been quite a blessing to be a part of the great things that they're doing there and the great things that we will, you know, have planned to do.
In our sponsor spotlight segment of today's program, we want to give Minnetrista a chance to talk about some of the things that have been happening and will be happening. So we've got about a few minutes left in the program here. Go for launch.
Yeah, we've got some really great things coming up this year. We're really excited about our events calendar. We're really excited about our exhibit calendar. We did just have an exhibit open 2 weeks ago. It's called Mindbender Mansion. It's open now through May 7th. It's a really great thing. Mm-hmm. I got the chance to go up there and play around a bit. If you like any kind of puzzles or mind games, it is for you. And the really great thing about it is it's really for everyone. Mm-hmm. Families can come and have a great time together. You can come by yourself and really spend as much time as you want in there. So that's a really fun exhibit that we have right now. We also have the 33rd Minnetrista Annual Juried Art Show opening on January 28th. So we have that coming up this weekend, actually.
Okay.
And so we're really excited about that. Those are Hoosier artists. And so it's a great chance to come out and see the great things going on in our community.
See, I always thought you had to be a member of a jury in order to be at the juried art
show.
Nope,
we just have one juror. Yep. I didn't know much about it either.
Keep going. I don't want to cut you off, please.
No, and then we have a really, really exciting exhibit coming up this summer, June 3rd. It's called Girlhood, It's Complicated. It is actually created by the National Museum of American History and the Smithsonian Institution Traveling Exhibition Service.
Wow.
Long name, but
long
the Smithsonian.
One.
So
okay.
It is actually, we are the first place that this exhibit is traveling to. Quite the honor coming from the Smithsonian. And we right now are the only location in Indiana. So that'll be here from June 3rd to September 17th. Really is a great nod to women and to girlhood and to, you know, all the great things that women have done in the world and in our country. And so we'll just be a really great experience. We'll also be, you know, talking a bit about the Ball family women. So there'll be some some touches of, you know, East Central Indiana and, you know, our history here as well.
Fantastic. You've got 10 seconds to talk about Bob Ross.
Bob Ross. Come see Bob Ross.
Come on, Bob Ross.
Come see Bob Ross. Tickets available. You can come 5 days a week, and there's lots of really great things.
Katie, great to see you. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for your sponsorship of the show, too.
Absolutely.
765businessjournal.com radio, the verbal version of our website, 765businessjournal.com, with Editor-in-Chief Mike Rhodes. He is the same Mike that is the Editor-in-Chief of MuncieJournal.com as well. Part of our mission to use our voice to build our community on Wolf Boom Radio and WMUN. I'm Steve Lindell, hosting this January 23rd, 2023 edition of 765businessjournal.com radio show.